France, Congolese repeat rapist with deportation order arrested again for sex assault. By Chris Tomlinson on November 5, 2022. A Congolese migrant with a deportation order from France who has been convicted of rape multiple times since 2000 has again been arrested for sexual assault, just 2 months after leaving prison. The 43-year-old Congolese national, named as Pablo T., was arrested on October 25 by police in Rennes after he allegedly attempted to sexually abuse a young woman in the lobby of a building after asking her for a cigarette. According to information given to local police, the African migrant attempted to push the woman up against a wall with the intent of raping her. But neighbors were alerted by her screams and the man fled after catching sight of them, news reports. Following a description of the attacker by the victim, members of the anti-crime squad, BAB, were able to locate and detain the migrant a short time later as he was found attempting to follow another woman into the lobby of another building. Pablo T. is said to have an extensive history of rape convictions beginning in 2000 when he was sentenced for rape. He served little time in prison, being released in 2005, and carrying out another rape against his cousin shortly afterwards. Following that incident, he was sentenced to a still relatively light 15 years. This DOD not stop him from sexually assaulted another woman in 2018, who was visiting the prison where he was held. Despite this, the 43-year-old was released in August of this year, supposedly under judicial supervision. While he was initially placed in a deportation center and was meant to be removed from France on August 4, he was released on September 30. He was declared to be Angolan in 1992 when he arrived in France with his parents, who claimed to have fled to Congo from Angola. Neither Angola nor Congo have recognized him as a citizen and have refused to accept him back. The case is yet another of a migrant arrested for a crime while being subject to a deportation order in France, a topic that has been the subject of discussion following the murder of a 12-year-old girl named Lola in Paris last month after it was revealed her alleged killer was also scheduled to be deported. French Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin has vowed to do more to facilitate deportations, including floating the idea of putting those with deportation orders on the criminal wanted list. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.